வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 16th of January 1976 in Mayapur, India.
Sri Rupam Chakra Jatam.
Let me talk like that. Andhajathan Dhridhavara, their passing as great leader, for giving men wrong direction and spoil the life. He cannot save himself, and he can spoil himself very nicely.
People's minds are so flickering. There's so much disturbance.
The mind is the first creation for material enjoyment. From the mind, senses are created. Five senses for knowledge gathering and five senses for working. And five ears within the body. In this way, the mind and 15. This is called Shorasa Upachara. 16. And then the ingredients, Pancha Mahabhut. Then intelligence, Ahankar, false ego. This 24 combination. And Atma, Jiva, and then Krishna, 26. The 26 combination is body, mind, self, soul, supersoul, everything. Combination of matter and soul, moving animals, some of them are standing as trees and plants, and some of them are moving. Where is this science? To study what is the value of knowledge. If they do not know the fundamental things, what is the value of the knowledge? Simply observation, superficial, external. There is good scope that receiving this book. We should take chance of preaching this Bhagavatam. That classes should be held especially. The religious classes are already there. Let them study Bhagavad Gita. And they will accept it. They are not fools. Simply we have to introduce. The Western people are not fools, but misguided. So you take the charge of guiding them. Then Krishna consciousness movement will be successful. They will appreciate, they will take it up, reform, and their life will be successful. And if they utilize their intelligence, how to reduce population and kill child within the home, and there is no soul in the home. When they come out, then the soul becomes. What is this nonsense? Unless there is soul, how it becomes manifest?
It's obvious if the body is growing within the womb, there must be life there.
The same process is going on. From the very beginning, the body is formed and it develops. And the child is born, the same process is going on. How do you say there is no soul? If there is no soul, how it has developed within the womb? Such rascals, they are passing on as big scientists. What is the reason? They don't believe that there is no soul.
They have really no argument.
You see? All dogmatic foolishness they are propagating, and it is going on in the name of vigyan, science.
If they admitted the existence...
Vigyan should be enunciated, vigatagya. Vigata, you understand? Vigata, vigata means lost. So vigyan, you can make two meanings. Visishtagyana. Visishta, B means visishta, means full, explained knowledge. You can make this meaning. Another meaning you can do, B means vigata, lost. The vigatagyana. Their vigyan means vigatagyana, lost of knowledge. Oh, that is the word given in Bhagavad Gita. Maya aparitagyana. This is vigyan. You can explain in this verse. Maya aparitagyana. Maya has taken away their knowledge. And that is going on as vigyan, science. Maya has made them rascal, and they are presenting themselves as the man of advanced knowledge. Rascal is representing himself as advanced in knowledge. That is the defect of Kali Yuga.
Advanced demoniac knowledge.
Yes, advanced demon. Actually, they are advanced demon.
They are very expert
at... Asura. Asuri bhava masita. Being infected with the contamination of atheism, godlessness. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
They're actually very expert at avoiding the real issues. They're very expert at avoiding the real issue.
And that is, a child can also do that. That is not expert. A child can advance in foolishness without any guidance. If the child touches fire and if somebody says this is advancement of knowledge, then imagine. What is the purpose? Imagine all these rascals, their entire endeavor, just like Hiranyakashipu. He endeavored all through how to become immortal, which is impossible, but he advanced in that foolishness. Hiranyakashipu is such a big demon, his only idea was that the devotas, they attack us sometimes, but now I shall attack them and plunder them, but because I am now practically immortal, what they'll do? They cannot kill me. So I'll go on with my demonic activities, and they cannot do anything. This is his foolishness. He did not know that is the greatest foolishness, that he was trying to become immortal. When it was said by Brahma, then no, it is not possible. Still he expected that I shall become immortal. Brahma flatly said, no, this is not possible. I am not immortal, how can I give you immortal? But you would not hear even Brahma. He thought that in an indirect way, I shall befool this man, Brahma. All right, sir, then give me this benediction. What is that? I will not die in the land. All right. Not in the water. Yes. not in the air. No, yes. He thought that the three things finished, then where shall I die? There are three things only, land, water, sky. So he has given me benediction, I cannot die anywhere of these things. So I have cheated. And then, I shall not die in daytime, yes. I shall not die in nighttime. But Maya dictated that there is another space or another place between day and night. That is called sandhya. That is accepted. But he forgot that. And Krishna is more intelligent. He, Hiranyakasipu, was not killed in daytime or nighttime. He was killed in the sandhya. And so far land, sky and water is concerned, that also was played with tricks. He killed him on the left. You cannot say it is land. You cannot say it is sky. You cannot say it is water. So Krishna is so kind that his devotee, Brahma, has given him this benediction without touching all those points. Hiranyakasipu could not accuse Brahma that he said, you have cheated. No, whatever you wanted, I have given you. You have cheated yourself. You do not know that your knowledge is imperfect. You cannot make it perfect. So that is your folly. But so far, I am concerned, whatever you wanted, I say yes, yes, yes. But I said also that in spite of all this, you will never leave. That is not possible. But you fool, you did not take care of. So in spite of cunningness, you remained a fool. You thought that you are very intelligent, cunning, and now fully equipped. Nobody can kill me. But I say that it is not possible. I never cheated you. You cannot say that I have cheated you.
Just like in the law, they try to make the law so perfect that no one can get around it. But always there's some very smart lawyer who finds a loophole.
Oh, yes. Being lawyer means to find out faults with the present law. That is being lawyer. Be more intelligent than Krishna. But these rascals are trying to be more intelligent. Therefore, they are called rascals. Fools, Murah.
Mogasha.
Huh?
Mogasha.
Ah, Moghasa, Mogakarmana, Karmana, Mogajnana, Vichetasa. Now, say a simple thing. You say an ante, you will get all good. No. Well, I must do according to my own whims. Why shall I send you? I give you facility for executing your whims. You get it. You do try your. This is my. Krishna is giving a good advice. You will not accept it. So, Krishna is so kind, all right, you do in your own way, I shall give you all facility. That facility is Maya. His mind and Maya. He is desiring, the mind is also given by Maya, so that he can punish him very severely. So, Maya given as mine. Now you go on desiring, after desiring, desiring. I will give you facility.
Mind is an agent of punishment.
Yeah. This material mind.
Mm.
So you see a madman, he is also acting in his mind. The mind is polluted, he is acting divine. Mind is there, but it is covered by some infection. Therefore, a madman is thinking, this way, that way, this way, that way. Useless, killing himself.
Sometimes the mad person who goes mad, they have to put them in a padded cell so that they don't harm themselves.
Yes. Otherwise, he will create disadvantage for others. This is the cell, all material world. You keep yourself within this cell and go on with the madness of mind. Still, basic instruction is there that if you do this way, then you go to that planet. If you do this way, then you go to here. Still there is good. But within that, Krishna is saying, Majjarino Abhijantima, but you can come to me also. But you'll not take that instruction.
Krishna means they have to give up all their own personal
desires. Yes, everything is there, simply we have to accept it. If you don't accept it, we suffer. What can we do? If you accept the path of going to hell, in spite of higher authorities in instruction, then who can save me? That is why. He's thinking he has become very intelligent, that he can deceive God, deceive spiritual master, and be happy. He does not know that he can neither deceive God or his representative Guru. That is not possible. But he is thinking like this. And he is being put into suffering conditions. Just like ordinary thieves and rogues, they think, I am deceiving God. The government has got so many agents that he will be arrested. But this sinful government may not be so expert, but how he can deceive the government of Krishna? That is not possible.
Undercover agents in everybody.
Huh?
There's undercover agents in everybody.
Every director.
Yeah. The land, the sky, the
space. Everything.
Moon, everything is with
them. They are bearing the witness. And especially he is sitting within the heart of everyone, Ishvara Sabha. How can you deceive him?
Krishna knows more about what's going on than we do.
Anumantya upadastya. Khitra-gancha-mimāgavidhi sarva-khetre-suvārata. How these rascals think that I can deceive God?
Vigata-jñāna.
Like children playing, they think that they've become a king or this or that, and they're completely absorbed.
Why children? The children, father also.